The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And Eric Austin's from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And you're back with Open House with Team Reba.
Where every week, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, you can join us here for real estate and mortgage news and just about anything else that we care to talk about.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff we care to talk about.
Yeah, that's usually, we barely ever get to any of the stuff we're supposed to be talking about, but that's sort of
Bite your tongue. Yeah. I think we covered quite a bit, but no. Okay, sure. All right. Well, as most people know, at the beginning of our show, we like to do some market updates, but this week we're going to do both some market updates on mortgage and real estate, but I also have a little bit of a tidbit of a cool thing going on that I want to share with people. And because this is becoming the week where we highlight green.
Right.
So yes. Today we have a wonderful guest with us that's all about green.
Absolutely.
Yes. So we have Sam Lai, who's with Green Canopy as a co-founder and CMO. And so he's going to be here with us. But I'm also going to talk a little bit about shadow.
Do it. Let's hear
it. Do you
want
me to do it now? Yeah. Or do you want to do your market update first?
No, I want to know about shadow.
You want to know about shadow. Okay. So shadow is actually Shadow Lake, but it's also an acronym for Save Habitat and Diversity of Wetlands. So if anyone's been listening to the show very long, you know that I'm a member of the local Renton Chamber, and I'm also on the board of directors. So we actually had our monthly meeting out at this bog site this last week. And so, no, we weren't just sitting around in a bunch of big
in
wet
bog.
Yeah. They actually have a really cool facility there where you can have events. And they do a lot of education and bring a lot of people in to do team building, you know, while they're all out doing volunteer work. And
it's bog-related activities.
Yes, actually it is. It was fascinating. So this location, it's the home of a 5,000-year-old Shadow Lake bog, and it's one of the few remaining kinds of bogs of its type.
For crying out loud.
Yeah, yeah. It's fascinating. And so someone was, I don't know, forethinking enough to go out and buy this place that back in the 60s was basically a garbage dump.
Right, yeah.
People have been dumping old car engines and all kinds of things out there. And somebody took a look at that and was just like, no, that's not what this is supposed to be.
Yeah,
and
don't do that. This is a 5,000-year-old bog.
Yeah, so it was actually really fascinating. So they've been doing some replanting of indigenous types of plants that would be typical for
very
a space
cool.
like that. But it's absolutely gorgeous and beautiful, and I was posting photos of that on the Team Reba Facebook page if people want to start getting kind of an idea of that. But they bring students in from all over. It's not just a Renton thing. I mean, they come in from cities all around the area to be able to see this very unique feature. And, you know, there's other folks coming in with their, you know, corporate teams and helping pull out blackberries, because we all know that's a big problem around here. But there's all kinds of fun things that can go on, and they're actually just getting ready to do another extension of some of the boardwalks. So it's great, because these things are like 90 feet deep in areas. And so they have to have the boardwalks above them so that you can safely walk
of course,
through it,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
But it's really just fascinating.
Well, and it's great that they're preserving something like mm-hmm. that. I know growing up as a kid, I grew up in North Seattle, kind of up by Northgate, Jackson Golf Course. And the southern area portion of Northgate Mall actually used to be a giant bog. Wetlands mm-hmm. area.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I caught so many frogs, salamanders, snakes, fish, you name it. And now that whole thing is paved over and there's a cinema sitting on top of it.
Well, and, you know, just think about the Greenwood area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing.
That was all bog over there as well. So it was a big peat bog. So that it's one of the reasons why you see the really ancient houses over there.
Lichten Springs
also.
Sure.
Yeah. A lot of those properties still sometimes have to deal with some water issues and settling issues if they're older. You see some of them have a little bit of a list.
Some of our listeners like, wetlands, please. After the last few weeks, we've got enough of...
Yeah. We're
done with our wetlands in our backyards.
Well, you know, build a rain garden.
Yeah, there you go.
Might make it a little bit easier.
Let's figure out a way to take advantage of that, harness that.
So anyway, I do want to, I want to recommend people get on their website, though, at shadowhabitat.org, because they list a bunch of adult classes there, things like they've got from mud puddles to rain gardens, gardening with wildlife. I mean, there's some really cool things that you can even apply to your own home.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Really neat stuff.
Good. On to rates.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, before we go on.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you what's really funny is the gal who is the community engagement and program manager there.
Yeah.
What I loved about her when I met her is that here she works with this big wet bog and her name is Sahara.
I thought you were going to say Pete.
No.
Pete
no,
Moss
it's,
or
she's
something
the exact
like that.
Opposite. Her name's Sahara Saval.
Sahara. Oh my gosh.
And everyone kept butchering her name. And I was like, wait, Sahara, like the desert?
It's like the driest thing you can possibly think of.
I know. Yeah. Everyone kept calling her Sierra and Sarah and all these other things. I had to make sure and be like, okay, you're Sahara. Got it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Great gal.
Just she was born to either do that or something, just the complete opposite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Very cool. Well, good. Well, our rate update since last week, we're actually kind of hanging in there. I was sort of wondering this morning what to expect today. Of course, these terrible events that have been happening in Belgium.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And anytime there's a terrorist event anywhere really in the world, it can rattle the markets. And of course, the human toll of that is pretty striking. But
yes,
so far today, it didn't have the impact that I thought it might on interest rates. A lot of the times when bad things like that happen, we get what's called flight to safety investing.
Right, yeah, you've mentioned that before.
Yeah, and we really, the markets were pretty unrattled today. They were fairly stable. As a matter of fact, there might even be just a slight amount of upward pressure on interest rates today because the markets didn't get shaken up too much today, which is interesting.
Okay.
I guess that's sort of a testament to the resilience of the markets, either that or the confidence, in our overall financial systems that something like this isn't going to have its intended effect.
Right.
And so in some ways, in many ways, that's a good thing. So interest rates overall are averages. 30-year fixed rate conforming mortgages were averaging 3.77% this week so far. A 15-year fixed rate, just a nick over 3% at 3.04%. FHA loans, if you're a first-time buyer out there with 3.5% down, you can do that up to $540,000, 3.35% today for FHA loans.
Nice.
And that's the same for VA, zero down, VA 3.35%. Jumbo 30-year fixed rates hovering on 3.63%. And so overall rates are hanging in there very, very nicely.
Sounds like your favorite number is 3 right now.
Oh, gosh, I know everything in the 3s. Then, of course, rates ultimately will go up and people say, where's your rate? We're at 4%. And we go,
oh,
geez,
oh, yeah.
4%.
I know.
That's terrible.
I know. We'll just have to give them all of our old timer stories about all of our first mortgages.
That's right. And if anybody, of course, with interest rates, there'll be fluctuations based on your credit score or based on how much you're putting down or what your loan to value ratio is. If you're ever interested in individual information, give us a call or you can tweet us at Eric is my banker, and you can tweet Reba at Team Reba. And this is also a live call-in show. You can reach us toll-free today at 866-712-1300.
Right. You can have questions for either our guest, Sam, with Green Canopy, or if you need to throw something out there for us, we'll certainly take it. We might have to answer it off-air, but it just depends.
That's right.
On what you're calling to ask about.
That's right. But we'll be gentle.
Yeah.
We promise.
You were asking whether or not I was going to do a market update.
Yeah.
I figured last week when we got into kind of what some of the appreciation rates were of some of the market areas, they don't change in a week.
Right.
So from that standpoint, what I can tell you is we just aren't really seeing any major change in what's going on with volume. I mean, I would, hey, anybody out there who's listening, if you're thinking about selling your home, by all means, reach out. Because we're looking for inventory. We do have the typical rise of people who start preparing for the spring season and the summer selling season. But I got to tell you, I watch the MLS every single day, and there's only been a couple of days that those numbers have hit into the 500s.
Crazy.
Yeah, they're mostly in the 300s every day. And that's just not a lot of inventory for the amount of demand. What we have is 500 plus homes going pending every day, but we don't have the matching numbers of new listings coming on the market
to replace what's being sold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So we have a bunch of listings that are going to be coming up this spring. We've been getting more and more people reaching out because of, you know, things that go on. And it's so funny because people always think it's just about families, but really it's about life changes. You know, I got contacted last week for a variety of reasons. One was because there was a death in the family. One was because somebody's moving in with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Another person's thinking about selling a rental. And those have really nothing to do entirely with, you know, what's going on with inventory. They're just like, hey, I got something going on in my life.
Right.
How will it impact me?
Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
So that's usually what we have to contend with. But anyway, but adding, I hope, to the inventory locally is Green Canopy. So, Sam, please join the conversation.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm so excited to have you guys on here because, as you know, for years I've been attending classes that Green Canopy puts on that are beneficial to the local real estate agent community.
That's right.
Yeah. And so why don't you give everyone a little bit of history about who Green Canopy is?
Sure. Sure. So we are a builder in Seattle and in Portland, and we build single-family homes that are fee simple, which basically means they're homes you can buy that are not condos.
Mm-hmm.
And we build them with a focus on energy efficiency and environmental standards. So we use a couple different methods to make sure that we're building objectively to a higher standard than code. And here locally in Seattle, we're building to a built green standard. So they're all certified built green homes. And in Portland, we're building to an Earth Advantage standard. And we can talk a little bit more about what that means later on.
Yeah, I definitely would love to hear that because that was one of the things I had for you today was wondering what the differences are across not just the Northwest landscape, but how you might even compare to other market areas outside of here. Because I know I come from the Midwest, and to me, even some of the code level that we use here in the Pacific Northwest would be considered green to them.
Oh, big time. Right. Right.
Yeah. So I just find it fascinating. This is a target area for this show that we really wanted to be highlighting at least once a month of what are the types of things that can happen and who are the builders who are out there providing these kinds of services. What are the techniques? Like we have people coming in for solar companies, what have you. So I'm super excited to have you here. And we are open house with Team Reba. If you're going to have any questions for Sam, please call in at 866-712-1300.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.